Come a Little Closer, written by Rachel Abbott and read by Lisa Coleman.
Prologue. I don't know myself anymore. My life is unrecognizable, severed into two distinct periods. Before, when I could feel the wind on my skin, watch the sky turn from blue to black, hear the birds singing in the morning, smell the earth damp with rain. And after, the life I'm in now, where I cannot tell if it is night or day, and the only sound I hear is the slap, slap of bare feet on a linoleum floor. I sit on my narrow bed, staring at the bare wall opposite, wondering how I came to be here. I can find no answers. All I know for certain is that they are coming. They come every night. I didn't understand how easy it could be to lose a life, to lose myself. But now I'm not me anymore. I'm someone else. Someone I don't recognize. My name is Judith, and I killed a man. 4 weeks earlier. Chapter 1. Night, everyone! Sharon shouted over her shoulder. You going already, Shaz? She heard. She didn't know which of her friends it was, and she didn't respond. With her back to them all, she raised a hand in the air and waved as she reached the exit. She didn't want them to see her face, to see the guilt in her eyes and the hot flush of her cheeks. Sharon was looking forward to being married to Jez. He was the best. But somehow, the pressure of it all, the finality, maybe even the predictability, had got to her, and she'd persuaded her friends to meet at the club in town. Jez had gone out too, staying with his brother for the night, so there was no one to rush home to. She had expected to be dancing until dawn with her friends, but when Sharon went to get a drink, there was a good-looking bloke she'd never seen before, leaning against the bar, watching her, and there was no denying that the attention felt good. Usually she would have told him to get lost, but tonight everything seemed different. The music was loud, the beat making her body throb, and the flashing multicoloured lights made the most mundane seem extraordinary. Maybe it was the thought of doing something that she knew was wrong, but she had felt a pulse of excitement as the man's hand rested on her lower back, hidden from view, and then slowly started to move south. When she turned to face him, he had such hot eyes, asking her an unspoken question. It got a bit heavy and public as he moved his head towards hers, his hand behind her neck. But instead of kissing her, he whispered in her ear that they should get away from prying eyes, drive somewhere they could be alone, and a thrill shivered up and down her spine. Sharon agreed, suggesting a local beauty spot, Pennington Flash. There would be no one there at this time of night, and if they went separately, nobody need ever know. There had been weather warnings all day about significant snow overnight, followed by a period of sub-zero temperatures, but it hadn't started yet, so Sharon wasn't worried as she fumbled around in her bag for her car keys. She had intended to have only a couple of drinks. That was why she'd taken the car. Maybe she had gone over a bit, but it would be fine. She felt okay. On the third attempt, Sharon got her key into the ignition, starting the car with a roar, her foot too hard on the accelerator. I'll drive slowly, she thought. Sharon had been on family outings to the Flash throughout her childhood and knew the way backwards, so almost as if on autopilot, she managed to negotiate the streets until finally turning off the main road towards the entrance. The first car park would be closed by now, but the main one by the lake didn't have a gate, and that's where they had agreed to meet. The inky darkness of the car park gave Sharon goosebumps, and she took one hand from the steering wheel to rub her other arm briskly.